Hello, it's Matthew here, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by Lorna Jesty. We continue our news items. Nursery plays scramble as crisis looms. Photographers brought together by peregrines tie the knot. Saharan dust leaves its mark.
City parents face not being able to get their children a nursery place, with the industry in crisis. Funding cuts and a huge exodus of workers from childcare has left experts predicting a meltdown, which could even see some mums and dads unable to return to work after their parental leave ends. Now, desperate nursery bosses are demanding government money given to subsidise care for children aged 2 to 4 increases. Lacey Douglas, the early years representative on the County Council-run Norfolk Schools Forum, said the industry is in crisis. We cannot get staff because government funding is so low.
Prisoners from Norfolk jails will no longer be released on Fridays when their sentence ends under new plans to cut reoffending and make streets safer. The release of selected offenders vulnerable to addiction, mental health issues or homelessness from HMP Wayland and HMP Norwich will be brought forward to Wednesday or Thursday to stop them lapsing back towards a life of crime. Figures show that around 1 in 3 currently leave prison on a Friday, giving them just a few short hours to arrange a bed for the night, register with a GP and sign up for job support before services close for the weekend.
Punters have been given the chance to have a sip of the past with beers brewed in the style of years gone by. Visitors to the Museum of Norwich Undercroft were whisked back to the 1320s, courtesy of a beer brewed for the City of Ale Festival. Bethan Holdridge, curator of community history at the Museum of Norwich, saw a gap in the popular festival as the brochures featured a paragraph about each of the pubs. Bethan explained, "It made me realise it was far more of an historical heritage and community event rather than your average beer trail. I saw this connection with the museum service, in particular the Museum of Norwich. The museum in Bridewell Alley already features displays of the history of brewing within the city. So she enlisted the help of Bruja Brewing, based in Eye, which brewed 2 beers in the medieval and Tudor styles. It was served at an event in the museum's undercroft."
Beautiful sunsets were seen across Norfolk as the sun shone through autocumulus clouds and Saharan dust caused stunning patterns to form. A small layer of Saharan dust drifted across the county to create the hazy scenes. But forecasters say the amount of dust was much smaller than the last wave, which saw cars covered in brown rain. Forecasters say the main cause of dusky sunsets were the autocumulus clouds, which are described by the Met Office as ethereal and one of the most diverse cloud types.
A 4-year-old boy has overcome his fear of loud vehicle noises thanks to an unlikely friendship with a bin man. Ethan Mason from Fountains Road in Lakenham, Norwich, used to hide away when the bin lorry used to do the rounds up until 2 years ago, but now looks forward to bin day every other Wednesday. This is because over the past year, his great nan has been taking him to the front door to see the refuse collectors hard at work. Over time, the little lad's confidence has improved through his relationship with Anthony Price, who is part of the Biffa team which provides the waste collection service for Norwich City Council. Angela Mason, Ethan's mum, said, "Ethan was terrified of the bin lorry noise, as well as the sound of aeroplanes. He used to slam the back door when he heard them. It escalated from waving through the door to the bin men to him talking to them." Miss Mason, 25, said her son was over the moon after he received a Biffa goodie bag, including a cap, a woolly hat, water bottle and toy truck from Mr. Price after his managers heard about the companionship. A council spokeswoman said, "It's fantastic to hear about Anthony going the extra mile to help one of our youngest residents. Please help them too by making sure you put the right things in the right bin."
A Norwich-based retailer has invested millions of pounds into its Snetterton warehouse after achieving accelerated growth during the pandemic. QD Stores, which has its head office on Barrack Street, is expanding its distribution hub and employing 8 new workers. This will add to the 80 staff who already work at the site. The family-run firm launched its first shop in Norwich in 1985 and has since grown to 50 stores across eastern England, 16 of which are located in Norfolk and Suffolk. Its brands now include Cherry Lane Garden Centres and Latham's of Potter Heigham, along with QD.
For some, it's a candlelit dinner, for others a romantic weekend away. But for one couple, the moment they realised it was true love was beneath the sunny skies of Norwich Cathedral, where the pair bumped into each other as they both watched its resident peregrines soar above. Avid bird photographers Chris Skipper, 44, and Kim Skipper, 46, first came across each other on social media when Kim saw Chris's shots of the popular predators on Norwich Peregrine's Facebook page. But the starling-crossed lovers finally met face-to-face in 2017 at the Norwich Cathedral when the new peregrine family came to the site. 5 years later, the pair have tied the knot, 770 days after originally planned, with the beloved birds of prey swooping above. Chris proposed to Kim in the cathedral's bell tower in 2019, the first person to have ever done that. The Cossie man said, "Because of all the work we do with the peregrines, we were allowed to get married there. It was all booked for May 2020, but COVID meant that it had to be cancelled." Chris added, "Everything that has happened to us is because of the peregrines. It's so weird to think there are a couple of birds at the top of that spire who have completely changed our lives. And they have no idea who we are."
Dog owners have been told to keep their four-legged friends out of a putrid pool of water at a well-loved beauty spot. The lake-like vinegar pond, as it's known locally, sits in Mousehold Heath. The vinegar pond gets its name from the occasional red algae bloom, which turns the water a similar colour to vinegar. But people have been warned to keep their children and dogs well clear. In agreement was Councillor Gary Champion, who represents the Sewell ward, which neighbours the Heath. He said, "I would say bathing in stagnant water is not to be recommended for people or dogs. Furthermore, I would suggest that during spring and summer, dogs are discouraged, as we have far fewer tadpoles this year than most years." But he has seen no evidence of dogs being taken ill after being in the murky water.